Welcome to season two of Motivate Me, a show where we interview people who have incorporated a passion into their lives in order to inspire you, my fellow motivators, to do the same. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. I hope you guys are enjoying the new theme song to Motivate Me, which is by Found Vegas, a song called Everlasting, coming out on iTunes very soon. But I hope you are enjoying it as much as I do because it gets me excited. It just makes me feel good. Part of it is because their lyrics and their music just match my soul. And the other part is that I know these kids. And they are such hard workers. They are so full of passion. And on top of that, my nephew is in the band. So I just have such profound respect. Matter of fact, Found Vegas is playing our send-off party coming up. We'll be talking about that today. But I'm just moved. I play it before I record just to get in the zone. That's how much I love it. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me. This is our April 26th, 2016 episode. It's one of our pre-trip episodes because, as you all know, I am in the throes of preparing for the Motivate Me America Road Trip 2016, where my crew and I will be traveling the country to interview people in each of the 50 United States. In preparation for that trip, I am at this point in time recording only one day before our episodes air. So you're hearing this on Tuesday. I recorded it on Monday. So from tomorrow, when this show goes live, this is our official trip countdown. My crew lands in only 6 days. Our send-off party at the Beachcomber on the Seaside Heights, New Jersey boardwalk, which is in New Jersey, and at 7 p.m., is in only 8 days from the day this episode airs, which is tomorrow for me and today for you. So on top of that, we depart in only 10 days, only 10 days from departure, everybody. I cannot believe it's all coming. I can't believe it's here. I would be lying, though, if I told you that I have no apprehensions, that everything is set and ready to go, and that I haven't been weepy. I was weepy today, I admit it. All I was doing was changing a load of laundry, and this breath, cloud of fear just washed over me, you know, and I'm going to miss my husband. I'm going to miss my home. I'm going to miss my adult daughter and my puppy, Olive, right? I'm going to miss my life. I'm going to miss summer at the Jersey Shore, even though I will get August. I'm just going to be missing it. It's awesome here. I know you don't know it yet, but I'm going to show you that it is. I'm going to miss my backyard, and I'm going to miss the place I feel most comfortable, and I guess what it is really just most in control. It was another reminder that these things are what keep people in their places. It was another reminder for me that these must be the things that keep people in their places. There's a lot of reasons for it, but I think they all fall under the umbrella of fear. But imagine if Harriet Tubman, who's getting a lot of press these days, was too afraid to act on what's important to her. We're all afraid, and I call on you right now to call your fears to the forefront. Seek them out. Identify them. Be honest with yourself about them, because without doing that, we cannot overcome them. And I think I did this here for you. I brought you through each of my fears, and it all boiled down to missing my life and my comfort level in it. Whoa, I don't know about you, but that feels like some pretty serious insight for all of us. For all of us who choose to remain in the uneventful, unexciting, boring lives in which we all allow ourselves to simply exist. So here's what's been on my mind lately. I have been wondering what you think about this tour idea. And I've been wondering, if you were given the opportunity, would you do it? Many people in my life have expressed how jealous, and I put quotation marks around that, how jealous they are that we'll be visiting all 50 states. Some say this has always been a dream for them. And when I tell them all of the different experiences we have lined up, it practically drives them crazy. Every time I'm asked, I have a new reason for why something else that's been planned has become my new favorite stop. Going to a Cubs game at Wrigley Field is going to be a pretty exciting, pretty cool experience. Flight seeing in Alaska is going to be off the cuff, as they say. Even something like going to a winery in Napa. You know, Napa, California, it's a big deal to me because before John and I got married, we lived out near Napa for a year and I was too young to go to the wineries. So it's something I always wanted to do. Anyway, it saddens me when people tell me that they're jealous or that they feel as if they could never do what we're about to experience. Why not? And if not this, what else is equally as awesome for them? I want to call them out. I want to ask, well, why can't you? I want to insist that they problem solve, resolve, take action. But what would be the point, right? The only thing that'll change is that now they're annoyed with me. Because too often, people just simply refuse to act. They just don't want to act. They just won't act. And not only that, they typically won't even engage in the envision or explore process. Cruising around the internet today, I came across something that represents these ideas really well. It was a post on Jack Canfield's website from just a couple of years ago, and it's a concept that will ring true throughout time. If you're not familiar with Jack Canfield, he's best known for his Chicken Soup for the Soul empire. On his site, he discussed this topic in order to promote a workshop titled Breakthrough to Success that he was doing a few years back. It's still relevant today, and I thought I would share it with you here. It says this: what stops you from taking action? When leading seminars, I'll demonstrate the power of taking action by holding up a $100 bill and asking, who wants this? Most people raise their hands. Some even shout out, I'll take it. But I just stand there waiting until somebody finally gets it, jumping up, rushing to the stage, and grabbing the bill from my hand. The person who took action leaves the room with an extra $100, but everyone else also ends up richer, because they get the opportunity to ask themselves, what did I tell myself that stopped me from getting up and taking the money? When we don't take actions that will move us closer to our goals, it's usually because we've said something to stop ourselves. The things you say to stop yourself from taking action in one situation are usually the same things you say to stop yourself in other areas of your life. I encourage you to stop waiting for things to happen and instead start taking action. Success takes more than belief. It requires action by you. Breakthrough to success is a prime example, Mr. Canfield says. And he goes on to say, if you have not reserved your place for this life-changing transformational workshop, it's probably because of reasons like, I can't afford it. I don't have the time. I'm not sure it will work for me. I can do this on my own. Here's the deal, he says. If you look at other times in your life when you've been given opportunities that would help you make dramatic changes and create massive results, you'll probably find that these are the same excuses you've used in other areas of your life to continue playing safe. uncovering and replacing the limiting beliefs that underlie these thoughts is essential to achieve the next level of success. If you are like most people, you already know most of what you need to do to create the life you desire. The problem is that you haven't done what you know, or you don't know where to start. But knowing what to do is entirely different than taking action. I think you can see that Mr. Canfield and I have some similar beliefs. And he says, you can't just keep thinking about it. You need to act. Envision, explore, execute. You can do this. You can design this for yourself. You can live a life that you love, one that is more exciting, one that is more meaningful, one that is more authentic. It is more true to you. You just have to get past your limiting beliefs. Tell yourself that you can, and then you need to act, ladies and gentlemen. That's it for today, because I am so tired from acting right now. It's crazy. But remember, you motivate me, and I'm Lynette Renda. Visit our website, motivatemepodcast.com, for links to all of our social media, for our Motivate Me YouTube channel, where we're posting video of our trip, and for an application to be on the show. There is also Motivate Me merchandise on our site, as well as the ability to contribute a tank of gas or more to our road trip if you so desire. There are 191 episodes in season one, and season two is going to consist of the journey my crew and I experience as we travel around each of the 50 states interviewing people about passion. When we return, those episodes will air, and that will be season three. So let us take you on this journey, and let us motivate you to take action in your own life. If you enjoy this show, please subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes. This enables us to reach out to more of you. And the world keeps turning, and I just keep moving along.